Wild, wild, wild ball game in the Bronx. Yankees 5 and the Rays 4 in 11. And the Rays struck first in the third with one out, a double by Taylor Walls, who suddenly becomes a five-tool player when he sees the Yankees. That stayed the case tonight. And Brandon Lau just activated off the IL. The MVP of this Tampa team immediately showing value. Two-out RBI double, 1-0 Rays. But Will Warren, outside of that, brilliant tonight. And the Rays' last real chance to make it sting was that fourth inning. Caminero at-bat against Warren. Strike him out, throw him out, double play. Between that, he got the pickoff of Caminero off second. In the second, you got the Rice and Jazz ranging stops. In the third, defensive doozies tonight early on. In the meantime, Zach Littell for Tampa, 5 shutout, stranded 6 base runners his final 3 innings tonight. And the Yankees went down in an eye blink after Littell departed. 6th and 7th innings against the lefty Gary Clevenger, the righty Mason Englert. The only reason it was a one-run game, Yankees going down so silently, Warren was steady. Brent Hedrick bullying the Rays in the 7th. You know, Simpson the leadoff, single in the 8th. Wells gunned him down, though. Caught him stealing. Impressive stretch and tag by Jazz to get the fastest man in baseball in Chandler Simpson. Then Yerry De Los Santos working around another Volpe throwing error with 2 out. Overpowered Aranda. Kept it 1-0 Rays. But the Yankees, 2 hits into the bottom of the 8th inning. 2! And the top of the order against the righty Brian Baker. Trent Grisham, today's electrifying drive of the game.
Pitch, breaking ball, swing on, hits deep to right, down the line, staying fair, tie ball game, home run by Trent Grisham.
If you took Grisham's temperature in these situations, you may freeze the thermometer. He is stoic in every big spot. That's a career high 18 home runs for Grisham. 14 have tied a game or given the Yankees the lead. A brand new game in the 8th, and the electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. Following it up, Ben Rice, tremendous at-bats the last couple of nights. He served a base hit to right. Go-ahead run on. Peraza pinch ran. Cody Bellinger, speaking of clutch, 2-2 changeup. That was off the plate. He directed the ball. Like, hey, go hit some grass in center field. That's what he said to that baseball. Wonderful piece of hitting. Runners at the corners for Giancarlo Stanton, and as we said, clutch in the last minute or so. The look in Stanton's eye in a money spot just like this one.
And a 2-2 to Stanton, the pitch. Swing on hit, up the middle, just enough. A blooper into center field, scoring is Peraza. 2-1 Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton ringing a bell here in the 8th inning. Yankees on top.
So the Yankees had turned 2 hits through 7. They were silent all night into 4 hits in the 8th inning alone and a 2-1 lead in electrified Yankee Stadium. But Devin Williams out for the 9th looking to shut it down. He walked the leadoff man, Junior Caminero. The pinch runner, Caballero, swiped 2nd. Josh Lowe launched a 2-run homer down the right field line. A 3-2 Rays lead. The heart sinking into your gut at that spot. So the Yankees had to solve Pete Fairbanks. Down by 1. Bottom 9. Another swing. Trailing by a run, Anthony Volpe, more than redemption right here.
Here comes the 1-1, pitch to Volpe, swing on, hit down the line, left field, has got a chance, giddy up, gone, a tie ball game in 3-3, Anthony Volpe!
And for all the defensive struggles, 6 homers over his last 11 games, none bigger than that one right there for Anthony Volpe. Tied it up, picked up Devin Williams right away. And his best buddy, Austin Wells, floated a base hit, got on as a winning run. Thankfully, the Yankees won this game. Befuddling base running error. As a winning run, he thought there were 3 outs on the Grisham sacrifice bunt. So, we talk about new stuff we see in baseball. Sacrifice 5-3 turned into a 5-3-3, 6-3 double play to send this game to extra innings. And thankfully, again, didn't cost the Yankees a game. Top 10, the ghost runner Walls ended up scoring. Luke Weaver on the mound, bases loaded, sack fly by Aranda. Beautiful leaping catch by Dominguez to prevent anything more on that sacrifice fly. Could have been a 3-run double. Something like that. Fine job by Luke Weaver, keeping it at 4-3 Rays with some help from Jason Dominguez. And that gave the Yankees a fair fight against the righty Edwin Uceda, who was terrifying a couple of nights ago. 6 up, 6 down. Bottom 10, ghost runner Grisham. Goldschmidt struck out, but Cody Bellinger, where would the Yankees be without this guy? Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Pitch. Swing on. Line drive. Right field. Base hit. Grish coming around, getting a wave on. It goes all the way to the wall. Belly digging at second. He's going to go for third. Here he comes. He slides in safely. RBI triple. Cody Bellinger ties this game up.
Well, the highs and lows and emotional ride of this game. This is one of them. The high of the Bellinger RBI triple. Stadium crowd deafening. But then Stanton strikes out. Jazz bounces to second. Yankees couldn't score the winning run, Bellinger. But that triple is our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Save the day. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. The Bellinger game-tying triple. That meant Tim Hill could do Tim Hill things in the 11th inning. Stranded the ghost runner, Caballero. Wham! Bam, 1-2-3, couple of ground balls along the way. A nice snare by Ryan McMahon on a line drive, keeping the runner at second. And speaking of Ryan McMahon, bottom 10. Kevin Kelly, the right-hander on for Tampa. The ghost runner jazz off second. So they intentionally walk Jason Dominguez. And that allows the Yankees to do some stuff on the base pass, potentially. Jazz dancing off second. Double steal threat in order. A Kevin Kelly balk. Runners at second and third. All the Yankees needed was a Ryan McMahon fly ball. This one plenty deep enough.
Here's the 0-1. Drawn an infield. Fly ball center field. This will do it. Jazz tags. It's well over the head of the center fielder. Jazz walks home. Yankees win.
Neither team led by two runs tonight. So we'll call the walk-off sacrifice fly. Ryan McMahon's immediate impression, brilliant in pinstripes. We'll call that our insurance run, brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance, NJM.com. Yankees were getting two hit into the eighth inning. They were down 1-0. The twists and turns of these last few innings tonight, a 5-4 win at 11. Everything that went down, what an emotional roller coaster, but a win is a win is a win. We have Yankees Rewind. You can catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage for our flagship WFAN. Coming up, the Clubhouse Report with Susan on the Verizon Yankees postgame show, WFAN Yankees Radio.